Does birth order determine personality? Are firstborn children more likely to succeed than their siblings? And if they are, why? For a personal view of the birth order theory, read psychologist Dr. Priya Khurana's interview of Rose Jackson, mother of three children, 10, 12, and 15.
In the past, it was popular to believe that your place in the birth order affected your personality. The first, or only child, was successful and followed the rules. The middle child was difficult and broke the rules. The youngest child was creative and funny. Most people now say children's development doesn't fit such a predictable pattern. But I'm curious whether you think your children match up with that theory.
So, my first child, Grace, definitely conforms to the theory. She works hard and plays by the rules. She tends to be a bit self-critical, though. Even when she succeeds, she thinks she could do more.
Well, the theory was that first children were self-critical because parents pushed them to succeed, giving them the message they had to be good at everything.
Interesting. When Grace was little, we took her to a ton of classes, music, swimming lessons. Maybe we did give her that message.
What about your second one, Emily?
Well, you know what they say about middle children. It's hard for them to feel special. They're not the first, and they're not the baby. And in Emily's case, her younger sister, Violet, was born when Emily was only 14 months old. Emily never really had a chance to be the baby of the family. She's a happy, popular kid, but she's often jealous of Grace and Violet. She feels they get more attention.
That's understandable.
I think this made her a bit of a rebel. If we want her to wear nice shoes when we go out, she insists on wearing flip-flops, that sort of thing. So maybe she is a typical middle child.
And what about Violet, the baby? Is Violet a typical youngest?
Well, Violet is very independent. Maybe that's because when she was born, her sister Emily was really still a baby herself. Violet needed to work to get attention. One way she does this is by being a clown. She's really funny. Just as an example, when she was six, she got our attention by painting the dining room wall with her finger paints.
Oh, no. Well, the theory says the youngest child is the most creative. So thank you so much, Rose, for your fascinating perspective on how your children's birth order affected their development. Let's check back in a few years to see if they've changed as they get older.